countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of Rural Ireland Weekly.
Now, last week, a clip of a mart manager from Kerry went viral. Dan McCarthy's emotional mart report from Kenmare showed just how stressed farmers were about the prospect of doing business under Level 5 restrictions.
This online thing is a complete and utter joke. It won't work, it can't work, and it won't work. We're the people of Rural Ireland, and we're the people that's trying to keep Rural Ireland going, and we're the people that are going to get this country out of the recession we're in. But please listen to me and take note of what I'm saying tonight, because this is a total and utter disaster for the people that are trying to sell their cattle. I'm asking you to help me and help the people that are trying to get this country moving again, and not to be trying to close us down and walk over us.
Dan McCarthy there, the manager of Kenmare Co-op Mart, telling us that this online thing at the marts is a complete and utter joke. Ray Doyle of ICOS, the Irish Cooperative Organisation Society, joins me now. Ray, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on Countrywide. The Level 5 restrictions mean there are no farmers around the ring. The marts went completely online, but only 3 days in, some of the marts didn't even go ahead. What happened last Saturday?
Yes, there was a major software glitch last Saturday, and unfortunately with IT, as we are all too aware, things happen. Breakdowns have happened at national government level, at banks levels, and it happened, unfortunately, with the Mart software last Saturday. The major software provider that was involved has actually rectified that issue and put in redundancies in place, so hopefully today we will not see a repeat of that.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So, well, look, there is two other software companies there offering services as well. So it was unfortunate. It was just fortunate or unfortunate. It was just one software provider had the major problem last Saturday. But that is hopefully behind us. Dan has touched, though, on maybe the bigger problem. The bigger problem is rural broadband itself. Because some of the marts where the software was not a problem, just the broadband coverage for both the people potentially buying and sometimes for the mart centres themselves can be a problem.
And I think because of broadband varying around the country, there are varying reports of this. There are claims of a 30% fall in animal throughput at marts last week, claims by some rural TDs. I've seen that cattle prices could be dropping by €150 per head of cattle due to these restrictions, are they?
Well, the figures don't seem to bear that out, because if I just give you a few figures, just up to the 25th of October, which was last week, cattle numbers were only back 9.5%, so almost 1.3 million cattle had been traded in the country's marts. Average prices, that varies greatly, so some of the commentators of poor prices, that's for certain classes of livestock, but I have a report from one Western mart there last week who had a 95% clearance of animals, and the actual prices were actually €50 ahead of 2019, albeit that they were probably €20 down on the week before, maybe as a result of the issues that happened last week, and maybe as a result of weather. But most managers seem to indicate it's a fact of just that there is no live exports at the moment to North Africa and Turkey.
This is a really important time of the year. Farmers, suckler farmers, will make possibly their main income for the year in these coming weeks. So I think we can see why it's so stressful. The Minister, Charlie McConnellogue, has been asked to appear before the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee regarding a return to in-person trading at marts. The Chairman, Jackie Cahill, calling for the redeployment of civil servants from restaurant inspection duties to supervise marts and to make sure the small number of attendees allowed could be socially distanced. Can you see that happening, Ray?
Well, we, as you can imagine, we have been in serious negotiations and discussions with the Minister and his officials. And unfortunately, the indications are that there will be no change until the government and the Cabinet and NPHET decide that a change is required. I just heard just earlier there on your own a news clip that the incidence of COVID-19 seems to have dropped considerably and we're only a week into it. So I would contend that may be a good reason for us to hopefully get a relaxation of these measures imposed on the mart, but we unfortunately would not hold out much hope for that with our discussions with government.
I'm just wondering as well, just finally and briefly, Ray, I mean, is it safe? Farmers are seen, I'm told, and I've been at some of these marts, huddling outside, looking around laptops or iPhones at what's going on inside. I mean, maybe there's a risk there too.
Well, there possibly is, but that's a personal responsibility of the people involved, and I suppose that we would encourage them not to partake in that particular activity because that's contrary to what these restrictions are about.
Thank you, Ray. I'm going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Okay. Ray Doyle from ICOS there. You're listening to Countrywide. It's John Cook here, and still to come, weighing the calves on a County Limerick farm and the importance of keeping jack-o'-lantern lit, even at level 5 restrictions.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.